Robert Louis Stevenson, Crabbed Age and Youth, narrated by Carl Mason. You know my mother now and then argues very notably, always very warmly at least. I happen often to differ from her, and we both think so well of our own arguments that we very seldom are so happy as to convince one another. A pretty common case, I believe, in all vehement debatings. She says I am too witty, Anglers say, too pert. I, that she is too wise. That is to say, being likewise put into English, not so young as she has been. Miss Howe to Miss Harlowe. Clarissa, Volume 2, Letter 13. There is a strong feeling in favour of cowardly and prudential proverbs. The sentiments of a man, while he is full of ardour and hope, are to be received, it is supposed, with some qualification. But when the same person has ignominiously failed and begins to eat up his words, he should be listened to like an oracle. Most of our pocket wisdom is conceived for the use of mediocre people, to discourage them from ambitious attempts and generally console them in their mediocrity. And since mediocre people constitute the bulk of